Bank of Cardiff, this is Dennis.
Hi, Dennis Sanders?
Yes.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Sanders. My name is Elva. I'm calling from Barrels Credit. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm calling in regards to your vehicle loan. You have a balance of $659.50 to see if you can take care of a payment today.
You know, unfortunately, I won't be able to. I had some issues with... I didn't get laid off, but they made me a 1099 employee. I've actually been meaning to call you guys, and so I'm not getting hourly pay. I'm only paid on commission, so I'm not going to get paid until... Well, honestly, the check that I'm getting on the 15th is not going to be enough to cover it. So I'm taking some money out of my 401k that I'll get hopefully around like the 24th or so.
Okay. Well, what I can do is this, because your account is qualified for some assistance, I can go ahead and probably get you approved right now in about a minute for a deferment, basically just moving your August payment to the end of the loan, and then that'll give you time to make your September payment, which is already due for 2 days already, because you haven't had a payment in 86 days. And so the point is that...
It's been 86 days? Wow.
86 days since June 14th. The last payment you made was June 14th. So we were trying to get a hold of you, and we haven't been able to, but... I can get you a deferment for the month of August, and then we can set up some type of arrangement for the month of September, probably for the end of the month. Would that be better for you?
Yeah, whatever you can do would really help, because I'm in a pretty bad financial situation right now.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me get that approved for you real quick, and I'll come right back to you. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
I'll go ahead and I have that approved for you. Give me 1 second. I'm going to have them email you a document that I need you to sign. And it's is it the email that we have on file?
Okay, is it like a DocuSign? Because I don't have access to
the
printer.
Yeah, it's a DocuSign. Okay. It's densand@hotmail.com.
Yep, den_sand@hotmail.com.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I'll have them email them to you that right now. Hang on. Dennis, she did send it. It should be from Yuritsa@barrelscredit.com.
Okay, I'll see if I have it real quick.
And then just hit review document, electronically sign it, and then hit finish, and it comes right back to me.
Okay, it should have worked.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me see if I got it back. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
Back, and then the only thing that we need to do is, are you willing to schedule your September payment for the 30th with the debit card today? If for whatever reason you're not able to do it, then you can always call back and change it, but just so that they can see, like, you know.
Yeah, I could do that for the 30th of September.
Yeah, for you, it's going to be a regular payment of $334, okay?
Okay.
Hang on 1 second. And then I'll waive the fee also for scheduling the fee, the payment, okay?
Okay.
And that should get you caught up, so.
Cool, okay, good.
Hang on 1 second for me. So that, the extension process is being done right now, so they're moving that payment for you. And then is it the same card you've used before or a different card?
I think it's different, actually. I think that one's expired.
Okay. I have, yeah, one ending in 7389.
No, it's different.
Okay. What's the card number?
It's 4599-5406-7428-6798.
Okay. Expiration?
August 20, 2021.
Okay. And security code?
Is 423.
Okay, and that's going to be for the 334. Most likely you might have a late fee, but maybe not, because you also do have a credit of $24, so that might cover it. So you should be okay. So I'm not going to put the late fee on there. If you do get a late charge, for whatever reason, it'll just roll over to your next month, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
And then this is going to be for the 30th of September. We can schedule that, and I'll give you a reference number. Hold on. You ready for that number?
Sure, go ahead.
It's 193-236-769.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, and then you're all set. You know what? Have you ever had a due date change on your account? No. When you make the payment on the 30th, your next payment won't be due until the 7th. You can request a due date change, and they can change your date from the 7th to the 22nd, and that'll give you until October 22nd instead of the 7th to make a payment.
Okay, cool. I'll definitely keep that in mind for sure.
Yeah, and then you still have your 10 days, so you would probably have until, like, the 2nd of November to make the payment. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Okay, cool. Hopefully I can get caught up with everything by then.
Yeah. So call back on that day and request that due date change, and then you should be good.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. All right, Mr. Sanders, thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.